Now, like I mentioned in the intro of this video, I had a bit of an agenda behind this particular rifle. When I started looking for DMRs a couple years ago, I noticed that there was a bit of a hole in the market. When you had budget AR-10s on the market that had polymer handguards, and they had weird little gas blocks, 16-inch guns, and they were made more like a battle rifle, more like just an AR-15 chambered in .308, and they weren't really designed as a precision gas gun. And they all ranged around $1,000, and so you either had these weird polymer handguard AR-10s that are $1,000, or you had to jump up to $3,000 to get something by a name brand. And I thought, hey, that's a bit of a gap in the market. I would love to see some $1,500 type guns, you know, some .308 guns with longer barrels, maybe with a little bit more accuracy we could squeeze out of them, with some nicer handguard offerings that we can mount thermals and clip-ons and stuff onto if we ever have those in the future. And so when I went to SHOT Show earlier this year, my agenda was, hey, I want to go talk to a couple companies and see if they could make a budget militaristic style AR-10 DMR, because I'm sick of all these little polymer handguard or skinny little M-LOK guns that are $1,000 or less that are made at, like, AR-15s chambered in .308. So as a first sort of proof of concept of this rifle coming out, I actually think it's done a pretty good job. PSA has also gone on to make newer versions of the M110. They're creating clones of all sorts of other guns with M-LOK rails and other stuff going on with different stock options. And so if you're interested in getting something a little bit more modern, you don't want an A1 stock, you're not as interested in M-LOK handguard, but you do like the longer barrel, you do like what PSA is offering, you like the idea of their trigger that comes with it that's really nice out of the box, they have some other offerings. And so I'm hoping that turns into a bit of a snowball effect where the companies making budget AR-10s actually start to make some like mid-tier AR-10s that are a little bit nicer, because hey, I don't anticipate spending less than $1,000 on an AR-10 and it being really good. But $1,500 to even up to $2,000, you should be able to get something pretty comparable before jumping all the way up to $3,000 or even $4,000 for some guns.